All right, mornings with Sharp and Hanley. Jimmy, 1620 The Zone on TV, wherever you may consume the program, whether through the website, 1620thezone.com. Lots of good stuff up there to consume. Don't forget to sign up for the email club. Is today an email day, or is it Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
I don't know.
It's every day.
Okay.
It's every day, man. You don't think there's good content on Thursday and Friday?
Oh, I didn't know if we 5 days a week or three, but whatever it is, you don't want to miss those emails. You can sign up for it right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. I'm having a little uniform PTSD.
Uh-oh.
So Iowa State unveiled a new look yesterday. When, and again, you look at my fashion.
Well, it's stepped up with Lindley.
My fit is rad.
It's rad.
Why can't teams match the uniform color with their helmet color? So Iowa State, which if you think about the history of Iowa State football and uniforms, they once had a program where you got to wear a different colored helmet if mm-hmm. you were the previous week's star of the game when Jim Kreiner was there.
Oh.
Was it Jim Kreiner or Jim Walden? I think it might have been Kreiner. But they also... Blue all of a sudden jumped into the picture at Iowa State.
Yeah, the dark blue.
There was one time that Kelvin Cato came to the Devaney Center and Iowa State was wearing blue.
Yeah, I believe Sage Rosenfels was wearing maroon and blue.
Yeah.
Dark blue.
So somehow the Cardinal in gold adopted blue.
Yeah.
So Iowa State has had all these different helmets, different look.
Mm-hmm.
They've either had Cy involved or Cy is gone, and now they just have State, and they have the big
I. The big I, yeah, the big I State.
But I'm having a problem here. Why can't the uniform top color match the helmet color? Can you imagine if Nebraska's skinny N was a different scarlet than the uniform?
Ooh.
That's what Iowa State's uniform is. The red on the helmet is different than the red on the jersey. And I'm struggling with it.
Like it was a lighter red or it was a darker hue.
They're both kind of like dark reds, but they don't match.
See, I thought you were referring to in the like the black jerseys, they've got the white helmets. In the red jerseys, you got one that has a red helmet, but then the other one has a white helmet. I understand with road whites, if your main helmet color is actually colored, then it's going to obviously offset. So you're talking about the actual color of the helmet compared to the jersey.
So they unveiled a home jersey yesterday.
Are you talking about the black one?
No. Their home jersey is the red.
Okay, the red one.
The red on white.
Yep, I'm looking at that one.
The helmet is darker than the jersey.
Oh, it is. You're right. I did not even notice that.
I'm not even going to say it's a pet peeve. It's just I notice it right away.
Now I can't take my eyes off of it. I thought you were referring, because they have in one of the pictures the white helmet with the red top. I didn't realize the actual, on my initial look at it, the red.
You would think I was crazy if I was talking about
kind
that.
Kind of.
You're like, yeah, I don't think the white's ever supposed to match the red.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the red.
Thought you were very, very particular. But I didn't even notice that the red is darker than the jersey itself until now that I, because I just scanned through, because I saw the black, I thought the black looked pretty cool too. Yeah. Now I can't take my eyes off of it. Good on you. You know what you're looking for.
I picked that up.
You know what you're looking for.
I should be running a Uni watch.
They're not bad uniforms. But yeah, I'm having a tough time with that. I like the black, though. The black look is good. See, Iowa State is one of those uniforms that, when you mentioned the blue, they did that for a little bit. Remember when Kansas did dark blue? For a little bit too, that was odd.
Those were sweet though.
So do you really have a traditional Iowa State uniform anymore? Is there anything that you can look at and be like, yeah, this is their look. It's always been their look. No, I can't really say.
They don't wear gold pants. Well, yeah, they do on the road. Do they?
God, I feel like that's been a while too.
Do they wear, because their home look back in the days of the Big 8 and the Big 12 when we would see Iowa State on a more frequent basis. Would be the red and the gold pants.
Yes. The red and the gold pants, and then the gold pants and the white tops.
I don't think I see that very often with home. Now,
no.
On the road, they'll do the white and gold more often.
I feel like I haven't
seen that as
much. Or when
they played at Kansas State in a snowstorm last year, weren't they wearing all white?
Yes, they were. I feel like I haven't seen them in white and gold in a long time. Man, they have so many different combinations. Then they'll do the all black, where it looks like they have the Kevlar helmet type look, the matted black.
I mean, for everybody that likes black, I mean, you're disappointed when Jamie Pollard wasn't the athletic director at Nebraska because black would have been back.
Oh,
but I think Troy Dana might be a black guy.
Are we going to see all red? Still seeing a lot of Cruton pictures with that.
Yeah, that's for recruits. If you're coming here because you're in uniform.
Did you change your opinion on that? Because this time last year, you thought there was going to be a game where they'd go all red.
No.
You still think it's coming?
No. I don't want all red.
I know you don't, but you thought there could be because of a lot of recruiting pictures.
Nebraska has a pristine helmet and a look at home and road. Hey, I am scarred for life after going through the 2002 season.
Yes.
And Speaking of Iowa State, god-awful uniform that they wore. No.
That was the only road game I attended that year, and it was in Ames, and I remember them wearing the all-white with a splash. And old Ricketts, double move was not his friend that day. A lot of chair routes.
Was it because of the uniform?
It might have been.
Sorry, Pat, who listens to the show.
Yeah, that was not it.
That'd be Nick.
That was not a great day for him. He would probably admit that for you. He had better days. We'll just say that. Seneca had a good day.
Season would have been different if they would have had a different uniform in 2002. I'm convinced of that. The guys inside of the uniforms would have played better.
It wasn't even the all-white to me. It was the splash.
The splash was
weird.
The stripes were terrible.
Down here and then, yep. It was an awful, awful uniform.
But I'm glad you guys have seen this because I saw this yesterday unveiled and I'm like, whoa. The helmet does not match the color of the uniform.
Now I see it.
And now I'm on UniWatch.
I wonder how many people initially thought, I wonder how many Iowa State fans caught that. Was that all the rage? Did you see Iowa State overreaction on that?
I don't think so. I don't think they blamed it on Steve Prohm. but I would just like Omarion Jackson, who is a sophomore at Millard South, who is a absolute stud, who's now just starting to rack up all kinds of offers. He got offered by Iowa. He's been offered by Iowa State. Just remember that when you go over there.
The helmet.
People are going to be wondering about that look.
Remember, though, that's what gets the recruits. It's those uniforms. It's the alternate uniforms.
Hey, does Iowa State get recruits in the Metro? I mean, I'm a big fan of Matt Campbell anytime he's ever come on the show. You know, and they've been kind of in and out of Omaha and recruiting. You know, Ben Bramer is a huge pickup for them. He's not a Metro kid, but, you know, once Frost was out, the Bramers were Frost people, and that was the relationship. And so Iowa State came in and, you know, Nebraska never had a chance to get Ben Bramer back, but he made the right decision. He's over at Iowa State. He's going to play on Sundays. And I know the Iowa State coaches are in the Metro, but they just really can't reel anybody out of here. And it's kind of puzzling to me. I know you're not playing Nebraska. You're in the Big 12, but you're only 2.5 hours from the Metro.
Right.
Mom and Dad can come see you all you want. They try. They get a lot of like unofficial visits, like game day visits from good Metro players, but they just haven't been able to reel in that one where you go, whoa, okay, Matt Campbell. But that's a good offer, and I wonder if Nebraska will be soon to offer. Because Cotton got an offer from North Dakota State yesterday. I think he's got an Iowa State offer as well. Keenan Cotton over at Omaha West Side.
The Iowa you would know this better than I would, but most of the times when I see the local products, especially in the Omaha area, if they have an Iowa State offer, isn't that usually accompanied by, you've got Iowa on there, you've got Nebraska on there, seen a lot of K-State with that too. It's usually a similar offer list that competing, and if we're talking about a position like tight end, you're looking at Iowa and then what Nebraska's been able to do lately. Kansas State has got a lot of momentum recruiting as well. It's a good question because given the program that Iowa State is, its proximity as well, I would agree. That would be a good situation. I'm a Matt Campbell fan. I think based on the conversation we have, you are too. That is surprising. But I always see the company of guys at Iowa State's recruiting. Typically, you're seeing a lot of that accompanied by Iowa, Nebraska, one of the Kansas schools, and then they just either fall second or third behind those guys.
Too bad the Millard South and Westside do not play in the regular season this year. They're going to be they're going to be 1-2 in the preseason poll.
Oh.
And after looking at the portal additions for all the schools in the metro yesterday. Be a good game, but they don't meet in the regular season. So the only possibility would be in the playoffs. But they're both loaded again, especially Millard South. Amarian's going to rack up all kinds of offers. I wonder if Nebraska's offer is around the corner. And I wonder if a legacy, Keenan Cotton is the next. I mean, he's a 10-6 guy. He's ideal for what Nebraska is after. And then also being, you know, I mean, Dad Curtis played there. But I wonder if those here in the month of May where coaches are out, if those are the next two in the metro to get an offer. One will be a sophomore, the other will be a senior.
Wait and see the hard work of those coaches put in right now, too, especially in May. This is the exciting time about May, too. This is where you start getting those local offers. So it's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to seeing who develops. And you've already seen a lot of those guys, like the Mooberries of the world, some of those Miller North guys, too. And we'll see what comes out. Because that, the Millard South, the two times that I had a chance to watch them play with Jet, and you mentioned Marion, and Jensen, tight end, right?
New tight end?
Old tight end. Well, is he still playing tight end? Last name's Jensen?
Chase Lofton will be there.
Lofton, yeah, but what's his first name? I'm trying to remember his first name, but his last name is Jensen. Yeah, anyway. I know he was getting a lot of offers because I'm this is gonna sound bad. Friends with his dad, and I can't even think of his son's first name. But
great.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry, Mr. Jensen.
Sorry, Jason. I know, right? But it looked like a young but very talented team, like impressive that what they would look like a year going forward, and then adding Chase Lofton. Like, that's it.
Yeah, Millard South would be good in the Lions, offensive line, defensive line as well. But we'll have to wait until the postseason for Westside and Millard South to play. That's especially after last year's game. All right, 24 past the hour. Brian Edwards coming up in about 15 minutes or so on mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.